I'm a little nervous about it. And so I want to know how people are dealing with this. If your friends, or if, let's assume, you, well, this is a perfect example. Marjorie's sort of in one corner on this. Corner's probably a poor choice of words. I'm in another. How does the twain ever meet? How do you maneuver that middle ground? If your good friend says, come over for drinks, and you really want to say, I'm not totally comfortable with that. Did you read the great line? Here's a story. Before you go ahead.
I'm there. I'll be over in 5 minutes.
I know. Well, obviously, a free drink, you'll be there. I know that. There's a great this story by Kara Baskin in the Boston Globe about this topic. They have this woman, her name is Janet Parnes, a social, do you believe this? A social conversation etiquette consultant. That's what I'd like to be. She says she favors the, quote, bad news sandwich. And what it means is you have two positive comments, bookending a negative one. So here's this. That suspicious food item looks so tempting. You don't say suspicious food item, I'm sorry. That looks so tempting. That's the positive. However, the virus is still out there, so I'm being particularly cautious. That's the negative in the middle. Another time, I'd love it. That's the positive. That's the bad news sandwich. And that's the best I've heard, but I think it's hard to work for people who are ready to re-enter society.